The light's supposed to stay on?
Yes. We are live.
This one?
Yep, we're good. If the green light's on, you're on.
Okay. You break it, you bought it. Okay. I'd like to call to order this meeting of Genoa Township Zoning Commission, August 10th, 2020. The time is 7 p.m. The agenda item today is zoning resolution amendment. This is the second meeting, and then review of the sidewalk protocol during the pandemic. Give a roll call, Joe.
Mr. Welch?
Here.
Mr. Antonetz?
Here.
Mr. Leff?
Here.
Mr. Moore?
Present.
Mr. Welty?
Here.
Mr. Bishop?
Here.
I'll note that Ms. Walsh is currently absent.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to motion to approve the minutes of the July 13th, 2020 minutes as presented.
I move to approve the July 13th, 2020 minutes as presented.
And I would second that motion.
Okay, roll, Joe.
For clarification, who will be sitting in as the fifth voting member this evening? Which alternate?
Who was in last time?
I think they both were last meeting.
Yeah, he can go.
Mr. Welty will sit in. All right.
Okay, Mr. Welty.
Roll call, Mr. Welch.
Yes.
Mr. Antonetz.
Abstain.
Mr. Leff.
Yes.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Welty.
Yes.
Okay, at this time, 7.03 p.m., I'd like to open a public hearing, following hearing regarding a legal notice and ask everyone who wished to speak to this matter to be sworn in. Joe, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Any public?
No public.
Okay, I'll read for the minutes. Genoa Township Zoning Commission initiated zoning text and map amendment ZC 2020-03, which is omnibus in nature and includes but is not limited to acknowledging legal requirements pertaining to agricultural, agritourism, farm markets, public utilities, temporary uses, residential care facilities, and zoning meeting quorums. Strengthening regulations pertaining sexually oriented businesses, clarifying Board of Zoning Appeals submission requirements and procedures at Article 3, deleting Article 7, Planned Rural Residential Conservation Districts, modifications of Article 26, amendments to reflect state requirements and current practices, addition of Article 27, Plan Development, Administration, and Procedures, providing for numerous revisions pertaining to zoning administration and various corrections and revisions to address grammatical, typographical, and formatting matters. The following were marked in as Exhibits A through F. A is a legal notice. B, affidavit of advertisement. C, zoning text amendment dated June 8th, 2020. Revised zoning text amendment dated July 20th, 2020, Delaware County Regional Planning Commission recommendation made June 25th, 2020, and F, all public comments received between June 8th, 2020 and August 10th, 2020. Before we proceed, I just ask, have we received any public comments for the record?
I don't recall having received any. Mr. Benson shaking his head no.
For the record, we have not. Okay, Joe, you want to give us a staff report, please?
Certainly. I'll try to keep this a lot more brief than the last meeting. So I went through and edited the document to put in all the revisions that the commission discussed thoroughly during the July 13th portion of this hearing. So that document's what I sent out to you back in mid-July and what we have posted for the public and what we're discussing this evening. Just a couple things really to add to that. I did late today get a legal review or commentary from Mr. Fowler at the prosecutor's office regarding the legal review. He's reviewed the entirety of the document. He kept his review pretty high level. He likes what we're doing. He was in agreement with the stuff recommended by Peter Griggs. Really, there was only two sections that he even commented on. Number one was, he agreed with sort of the assessment we made during the last meeting in July that there doesn't really need to be any changes in regards to, there was commentary from regional planning questioning whether or not a final development plan approval was administrative. Mr. Fowler's opined that the way we have it written is correctly and we don't need to make any revisions to that. And then he also just noted on the two-car garage, there's a notation in there that we're not making any changes to that, but I did note that that language could potentially be problematic down the road. And they just, the prosecutor's office didn't take an official position on it. They did, in my understanding, they've basically said they're not aware of any cases out there in Ohio, that our language basically mirrors what almost what a lot of other townships in Ohio have in regards to that standard. He's not aware of any cases that have ever been out there that overturn that language. So in general, I don't think they're overly concerned about its continued existence in the code as we have it proposed. Yeah, other than that, that was basically the entirety of his review. I think thanks to the thorough review of the commission and my staff members, I think we hit a lot of the otherwise problematic areas over the last several months. So I'm happy to hear that we got a pretty good and clean report from Mr. Fowler. We did discuss at the last hearing some things about permitting times and deadlines and whatnot. I'm sorry, I have a text here from Ms. Walsh saying she is trying to log in, but cannot. Does she have the wrong code? Mr. Leff, I believe you were able to access utilizing the information Mr. Benson provided. I'm going to give my phone here to Paul real quick. So the commission did ask me to do some research in regards to like how long a zoning permit's good for, or when can they be renewed, how often can they be renewed. I have that research if you want me to go through it. I can tell you what we're proposing is generally consistent with what Orange and Liberty do. So I can go into detail on that, or I can leave it sort of
just what's the time frame, Joe?
Zoning permit reviews, we're the only ones who have a 30-day time limit on those. Construction must start within 1 year here and in Orange. In Liberty, it has to start within 6 months. And I'm giving out the numbers that we have proposed in the zoning resolution, not what we have been doing. Our permit is good for 18 months, essentially. Orange's is good for 1 year. Liberty's is good for 18 months. Both Liberty and us allow for permits to be extended administratively. The Orange code does not allow for that. The amount of the extension here, it's currently up to the inspector the way we have it worded. It's not applicable in Orange since they don't have the ability to extend permits administratively. Liberty can extend them in up to 18-month increments, provided enough evidence is provided that reasonable progress is being made. But there's no limit to the number of times they can do that extension. So someone could keep coming back for 18-month extensions, theoretically, as long as their zoning inspector thought they were making progress. In regards to permit, what happens if a permit expires? What must the applicant do? And basically the case for everyone is the applicant has to refile and repay the application, basically start back at square one. So that's the real quick overview of my findings from those discussions. Other than that, I really don't know it's of any value for me to go back through the resolution for the umpteenth time, highlighting any of the revisions. I tried to note all of the changes I made in the comment section like I always do. So I think in order to provide any public who might be attending and the commission the opportunity to provide any final or additional commentary on the record, I should say, I'm thinking I'm going to yield my time back to you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I guess, first of all, does anybody have any objection to this time frame we're proposing?
None by me.
Mm-mm.
This was about the, listening to the audio, so this was about the 30-day piece that was in the original that you've now modified. Is that?
I think we just wanted to make sure what we were doing, because we're changing some of the deadlines and how long a good permit is. Not so much about the 30-day piece. There was questions about how long should a permit be valid for? Should you be able to renew it? Should the zoning inspector be able to renew it? How long should the zoning inspector be able to renew it for? So there was just a request that I do a little bit of homework on where we stand in regards to some of the other peers.
This is the max window. It doesn't mean you're automatically giving them the max window, but you have up to that window. You can grant it for 60 days, 90 days, or you can go all the way up.
Correct. What we have in our code is just at my discretion, and I very much am not going to leave an open-ended permit. I mean, I do grant extensions administratively currently, but I mean, I'm always very cognizant that we can't have projects out there lagging on forever. we need to see some sort of progress.
Yeah, and for the record, we should clarify, this is just for a zoning permit.
Yeah, we're not talking about like rezonings, mm-hmm. development plans, anything like that. We're just talking about like if you come in for a fence permit, that kind of stuff, right. Or a new home.
Okay. So to continue the discussion, I want to go back to the Delaware County Regional Planning Commission. I reviewed their comments.
And mm-hmm.
could you clarify again the number one, the first issue was the approval or denial of final development plan shall be considered an administrative action. What's the opinion of the prosecuting attorney?
The prosecutor agrees with how we have it written.
Okay.
In short.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Not that regional planning had a different opinion, they just wanted to make sure what we had written was legally correct, and it is, according to Mr. Fowler.
Are there any other concerns about the Delaware County Regional Planning Commission's comments or inbound?
Other than our disagreement of what's impervious, yeah. But that's okay. I understood your comment about what happens if we do allow it and then it's paved and all that, so fine.
Does that mean we have someone joining
us? That's Sarah.
Okay. Is she able to talk to us? Ms. Walsh, can you hear us?
She's muted right now.
Oh, there she is. I'm sorry.
You can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you now, yes.
Okay, great, thank you.
Awesome.
All right, welcome. Were you able to listen to all the comments so far?
I couldn't hear all of them. I heard some of them, but not all of them.
Okay, do you have any questions or comments you want to add?
I did not.
Okay. So I would like to do is open for discussion this memorandum dated July 2nd, which just came out after, just before our last meeting.
Correct. And that's, we talked through that. I mean, I'm happy to answer any questions about that. But that is the document we talked ad nauseum about at the last meeting, and I incorporated all of our, we went through the entire thing and incorporated those into the latest iteration of the. But I know you weren't here at the last meeting, so I'm free.
No, I don't have any other comment other than I saw page 11 of 11,
mm-hmm.
item 219. I don't know if you addressed this or not. It looks like maybe it's just a typo.
I'm sorry, I don't have that document in front of me. Which was it? What was the comment?
Well, it just says, since some divergence requests may night technically advance.
Yes, that was probably should have been not.
Not. And I don't know. I didn't see if it was changed in here or not.
Yeah, I went through and changed. I went through and made all the adjustments that memorandum that we all agreed to at the last hearing.
I think, Mr. Chairman, we made a decision last week that any grammar errors or punctuation errors would be handled by administrative staff rather than.
We did make some changes to the divergence standards. There was some language we had drafted that I think we actually decided to rescind because we felt like at the end of the day it actually was not going to be that helpful to the overall process. And then I think we just revised the preamble of that sort of divergence section to sort of achieve the goal we were looking for. I'll pull it up here real quick so I can speak maybe a little bit more clearly to that issue. There was sort of this catch-all standard we had added. I think it was an item G. And then it was a little vague, and regional planning had some concerns that it was a little too vague and that technically any development could be for the public good because that's the purpose of zoning. So I think we ultimately decided to just rescind it and keep the original divergence list as was. And then we added basically language that said, for a divergence request, either has to promote one of those following items or at least not have an adverse impact on. So my concern with the whole divergence section was, what if we're proposing something that really requires a divergence? It's not necessarily promoting anything, but it's also not necessarily hurting anything either. Because it's not promoting something, does that mean technically we should be denying it? Sometimes we get like really innocuous requests that are just, they're pure technicalities. But no one's really being injured or to be frank, cares about the request.
The example from, what was it, earlier this year, down with the daycare and the rear setbacks.
Correct.
We used that example of it. It really didn't affect anything. It just made it in line with the natural issues and easements and followed the other properties on that side of the street. And it was just, yeah, it didn't help, but it didn't hurt.
It didn't have an adverse impact on anyone, so it was sort of like no harm. It's sort of like the no harm, no foul clause. Like, we're going to grant this because it's not necessarily better for the community per se, but it's not really any worse for the community either.
Okay, so commission discussion.
Mr. Bessel, did we have any member of the public log in this yet?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, I think you guys did a good job of going through 232 edits and had good discussion, so I think you guys did a good job with that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice job powering through. Other than that, we had a bunch of comments beforehand, past couple of meetings. So I think Joe and Paul and Susan, you guys did a wonderful job of getting this thing where it needed to be, and that was a long, hard review by the three of you going through to find that many more.
I still owe my team lunch for the internal meeting we had to go through it.
Yep.
The least you can do.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, no, okay. Those are mine. You guys got anything?
No, not ready to vote. You want a motion? We have a motion.
All right. Move to recommend approval of the following to the General Township Board of Trustees, the subject zoning text amendment, dated July 20th, 2020, which seeks to revise, edit, add, and or delete zoning provisions within the General Township zoning resolution. Text as specified in the legal description in accordance with section 2602.01 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution and the recommendations of the Genoa Township Comprehensive Plan, and providing for severability and repeal of the prior zoning resolution requirements, regulations, and standards, also known as ZC case number 2020-03, incorporating exhibits A through F. And there are no further modifications this evening. For clarification, revisions to the zoning resolution shall be limited only to those specified within the subject amendment document and any subsequent edits necessary to ensure proper and consistent spelling, grammar, and formatting. The approved revisions shall not include any comments or notes within the draft document. Any existing text within the resolution which has not been expressly modified or deleted shall remain as is.
Okay, do I have a motion?
I will second the motion, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Welch. Any further discussion?
And I just for the record, I would again note that there's no public on the Zoom conference, and there's been no public comment received. So,
good catch. Good note.
Yep.
Okay. Roll call.
Just again for clarification, with Ms. Walsh now being here, would you like her to be the voting member on this item?
I think it's probably appropriate, right?
All right. Roll call, Mr. Welch?
Yes.
Ms. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Leff?
Yes.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Mr. Antonetz?
Yes. Motion carries. That ends this portion of the public meeting. The only other item of business, I believe, at 7:21 is the site walk protocol during pandemic.
Correct. I added this to the agenda. We do have the possibility of receiving a request for a site walk possibly in the near future. That got me thinking that with everything going on, is it really a great idea to be all meeting out in the field on a piece of property? I know we can technically sort of socially distance, but especially if the public's there, it's going to be hard to make everyone socially distance. And then if there's this gathering restriction, I'm not sure how we could ever even comply with that. I mean, that's why we're doing the virtual meetings to begin with. So I was just curious if the commission had any interest that should we receive a request to essentially have a virtual sidewalk meeting, in which we basically have this style of meeting and an applicant walks us through any property they want to show us virtually, utilizing any, you know, Google Earth, GIS, drone footage, photographs, anything like maps, anything like that.
Is it a property we have not seen yet?
This property, I tend to think the board is
familiar. Yet, right?
No requests have been received yet, but if the one that's come through that we've been talking about, it's a property that this, at least some members on this commission are familiar with.
Okay.
My opinion is there would be no safer place than out in the open. And just my personal opinion, you leave it up to the applicant. If they're comfortable and they think that there's more value in a site walk than a virtual presentation, I'm okay with offering that.
Okay.
I mean, personally, from the site walks we've been in, there's been hardly any public participation. Generally, it's members of the committee. It's not an overwhelming crowd. I've never seen one with an overwhelming crowd. I personally don't think this is a health risk. I'm open to discussion for it.
Last one we had about 20, I think.
And I would...
Corner of Big Walnut and...
My feedback would be that if we would have one, that you would ask our township attorney to craft some type of waiver that individuals from the public that would want to come to the site walk would acknowledge and sign, and that way we have some hold harmless. The state of Ohio does not have a legal public display hold harmless at this stage. It's being proposed at the State House, but... it's not quite there yet, so I would recommend that we do that.
I can consult with the prosecutors on that.
If it's no possible. Different than walking into Meijer. I mean,
the mask on.
If they want to come, they want to come. I mean, I know we've talked about site visits before. I'm a proponent of actually going and seeing the site versus Google Earth, and I want to see it. I want to touch it. I want to, but that's just me. And you know what? Wear a mask.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
If you're worried about it, wear a mask.
And we're
you can
on.
Have that in the document. Just, I think, if they want to do it, that's great, but because that's what I would do, or we all would do. But at the same time, they can't hold Genoa Township responsible if they presume that they were.
Well, I don't think the township would be liable anyway, because you came there of your own volition.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody. It wasn't like you were subpoenaed to attend a hearing. You decided to come to a site walk.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to be there. Not saying
there's a lot of discussion on that point right now. I'll just leave it at that.
So you'll talk to the.
So the consensus I sort of get is that the commission is comfortable having site walks if it sounds like the applicant is comfortable doing a physical site walk, so it sounds like we're sort of leaving it up to them, and two, if we're actually legally allowed to have it, because actually my biggest, I don't want to say concern, thing I probably need to clear with the prosecutor's office is just, if there is this mass gathering restriction still in place, like what's in place right now, which is again while we're having this meeting virtually, does that mean essentially we can't have it, because the expectation would be we would have more than 10 people gathered in a location, even though we would be could physically distance out in the open. So, just for clarification purposes, if the prosecutor's office does come back and say, no, sorry, you can't have, you can't do it, it's going to violate the mass gathering restriction, is the commission comfortable then defaulting back to the virtual meeting as the last resort?
Well, it would be foolish for us to override the legal counsel.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and we're sort of, the applicant right now, by the current resolution, has to do the site walk. So I feel like we have to offer them some option. And if the option to meet physically on site is not going to be allowed by council, I think our only really option at that point is to do it virtually. But if the commission was saying, if I just want to make sure the commission wasn't going to say, yeah, no, we have no interest in going on site, make it virtual. That's the clarification I needed. So I think I've got enough clarity now going forward that I know how to proceed if we get any requests and how to instruct people. I'll talk to the prosecutor's office on that one topic, and I'll let you know what I hear on that.
That's good.
I mean, could we also limit it to the first, if the number is 10, I don't know what the number is now, but limit it to the first 10. And
no. Since it's a public meeting, here we have the fire code default to when this room gets too full. That's how you can keep people from coming. But
even for public comment at the House of Representatives, the State House, if there's even five, I'll give you what I just received when I went there.
Okay.
A little form that pretty much just says, hey, you're here on your own volition. can't hold the state of Ohio liable if indeed you may perhaps become ill.
Okay.
And go forward from there.
So I'll talk to them about that waiver, too, to see if that's something they have language for that we could utilize.
Okay, so what would be the worst-case schedule for a site walk? Walk me through that again.
Well,
if you got an application, it's due when?
I think the walk, let me see if I have the calendar here.
I think the 17th is what your note said.
Yeah, the request deadline for a site walk in September is the 17th.
So we would have to receive it by the 17th of August?
By a week from today, for it to be on the September 14th meeting date.
Are you at all confident you can get an answer by then?
From the prosecutor's office? Yeah, I'll try to call them
quickly.
Oh, yeah, I'll try to call them tomorrow and just talk to them.
Okay.
So I don't have to wait for something in writing.
So if we get one in August, we most likely will have an answer.
Yes, yeah. I'll, yeah, my goal is to definitely know
what our legal bounds are by 17.
Your mic just falls.
The batteries must be done. Yes, my goal is to,
I don't know how long it's been off.
Two.
Yeah, sometimes I don't know if they go off. No, the battery indicator is flashing, so it must need new batteries. But yes, my goal is by next Monday to have an answer on what the legal bounds to the site walks are going to be, should we get a request by the 17th.
If we can't do a physical site walk and have to do a virtual site walk, and as a result of that, we determine that the presentation, the whatever, is not adequate to make a sound decision, can it be delayed until we can make a physical walk?
There's no decisions that actually get made at the sidewalk. It's purely an informational
meeting. So I don't think that would really necessarily be an issue. It's just what they are is basically the commission generally walks the property in advance of an actual application being filed. That way the a potential applicant gets the opportunity to get some preliminary feedback on what the commission's concerns are, what they may want to see on the property, so that way the applicant can make any adjustments as they see fit or desire to do so prior to actually submitting the application. So it's a public meeting because there's a form of the commission present, but no actual decisions about any developments, no promises other or otherwise are made. It's purely just non-binding conversation.
Okay, any further discussion concerning site walk? Nothing? Ray, you good?
Good.
Okay. No public comment, I'm guessing, still.
Mr. Benson, is anyone logged in now? Nope.
Okay, for the record, the next meeting is scheduled for August 17th, 2020. I'm sorry, that's the potential virtual site walk.
And that site walk's been canceled because we didn't receive any requests, right. So there'll be no meeting on the 17th of August.
So the next scheduled meeting will be September 14th, 2020. If there's an application, the next site walk will be September 21st, 2020.
Correct.
Okay.
Do we have anything potentially on the agenda for the 14th?
No, we did not receive any rezoning applications for September. By today's deadline, the final development plan or final plan amendment application deadline isn't until next Monday, so I technically don't know whether or not we'll have applications until the end of next Monday. We won't have any rezonings on next week month's agenda, but there's still a week for someone to file a final development plan or a final development plan amendment application.
Is there anything in process that's we're waiting on final, or is it if anybody comes back?
No, there's no hanging out there. There's no rezonings, but technically speaking, like if someone wanted to pull down the PID cloud on one of those industrial properties, that'd be a final development plan. Or someone wants to make a revision to their already approved development plan, they still technically have another week to submit that application.
Just overall development is just dead in the water.
New stuff is, I can tell you from a permitting standpoint, we have seen absolutely no difference. In fact, we're probably, last I checked, we were probably about a week ahead where we were at this time last year in terms of number of I can tell you swimming pools are going like gangbusters. I've gotten we've gotten more swimming pool questions this summer than I can ever remember getting in a season. Yeah.
There are some potential above ground ones that really shouldn't be around right now.
And kayaks are the new toilet paper, I've heard.
gangbusters.
Okay.
So are RVs.
Any further discussion? Have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Second. Time is 6:36. This could be a record. Take a roll.
Mr. Welch?
Yes.
Ms. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Antonetz?
Yes.
Mr. Leff?
Yes.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.